The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Gimel tells us the story with Eliyahu HaNavi. He was waiting outside the Churban, and then when he came out, he told the person not to daven in the Churba, daven on the Derech, or daven Tvi Oksara. But the question the Mara Tzchias asked is, we know Torah Laba Shamayim Hi. What is Eliyahu HaNavi teaching halachas for? Is the Malach HaBris? We don't learn from halachim. Torah is not in the heavens, it's in here. So what's the pshat? So there's a Gemara in Tosis points out, it's Gemara of Metzia Kuf Yud Gimel, where they have a story with Eliyahu's in the Beis HaKfaros, and someone asks him to Shaila about something, and then afterwards, and then the second thing he says, and by the way, Cohen in the Beis HaKfaros, what are you doing here? Because Pinchas Zu Eliyahu. So the Tosis answered, no, he's following the opinion of Shimon bar Yochai that Goyim are mitame ba'ohel. So the question is, why didn't he ask that question first? Why is he draying around about something else? Why didn't he ask right away, I call him basically, why was it a second shaila? So there's a famous Chasim Sofer who writes, based on a Gemara in Erevin, that he talks about the story with Eliyahu HaNavi came down on Shabbos to Pumbedita, one of the yeshivas, and went to Surah, and he taught them both different halachas. They were very happy. He taught them Chidushi Torah. He both taught them halachas. So the Gemara says, how did he get there? To get from one yeshiva to the other is an Isser Tchum. So how did he get there? So the Gemara says he elevated himself. So above 10 tefachim, there's no iser tchum. So the Chasim Sofer asks, but what do you mean? How could Eliyahu teach them Torah? So the Chasim Sofer says it depends. Eliyahu comes down in this world in two different ways. Sometimes he comes down as an angel, a malach, as a malach at the bris, or a malach, or the shail is, but the question is, the Chasim Sofer asked, like, what do you mean? The Gemara is worried about an isha tchum. It happens all the time. Eliyahu comes down on Shabbos in Brooklyn, in Flatbush, in Long Island, in Lakewood, in Toronto, so Israel. So what do you mean? How come we're not worried about the Isser Tchum then? So the Chasim Sofer answers, because sometimes Eliyahu comes down as a Malach and sometimes he comes down as an Adam. When he comes down as a Malach, we're not worried about the Malach doesn't keep the Torah. When he comes down as an Adam, as a human being, so we have to worry about the laws of the Torah. So he comes down in a bris, he comes as a Malach, a bris, and then it's no problem. He could go from one place to another. It's not an issue. But when he came to teach, he came to teach a halacha in Surah Pumbedita, obviously he came b'toras adam, because he's teaching halachas. So therefore, that the Gemara has to come up with mala me'asar etzvachim. Interesting, the Rav Chaim Kineski brings down, he asked the Chazon Ish, why didn't he just turn himself into... The Gemara says, worry about Isser Tchum. He could have just turned himself, going to the Chasim Sofer, he could have just turned himself into a Malach, and then he could have went. So, the Chasim's answer, but there is, I don't know how serious he was, he says, because else he'd violate an Isser of Netilash Neshama. Because if you turn a man into an angel, you're killing the person. So either way, that's what he says. But the case of the case in Erevin, he came as a Adam, so you have to go above Asara Tvachim, right? Bris Miwa, he comes as a Malach. And now we understand the Gemara of Baba Metzia, Kafyud Gimel. Why did he ask the Shiloh first before he went into whether a Kohen? Because he wasn't sure. Is Eliyahu coming down as a Malach or coming down as an Adam? So once he asked him a Shiloh and spoke in Lamdas with him, he knew it was an Adam. Okay, so now the next question, what are you doing? What are you doing in the cemetery? So he answers, because I go like Rav Shimon bar Yochai. So that's the Yisod. It must have been Eliyahu HaNavi. He must have came down as a He must have came down as an Adam, and therefore that's why he was able to teach these three halachas about not going into a churva, not davening on the derech, and doing a tzilah kitzorah.